Welcome, everybody, to
our episode of Scope It Out,
your new go-to scope podcast for all things professionalism and ethics in medical school. I'm your host, Carla Madrigal, and today we're diving into all things scope. Joining us is the current chairperson of Scope, Madison Schultz. Madison, would you like to introduce yourself and your current role in Scope?
Yeah, thanks, Carla, for having me on this exciting new venture. Like Carla said, my name is Madison Schultz. I'm the current chairperson of Scope. Really, what that means is that I just get to be super in the know on everything that our many subcommittees are doing, and I get to kind of help support everyone. I get to help coordinate things and kind of keep track and make sure that nothing's falling through the cracks as we try to achieve all of our initiatives for the semester and for the year. So it's a really fun job. I feel like I just get to kind of be the biggest support person for everyone and keep everything kind of up to date with OWASA and with the committee and make sure we're staying on track.
Yay, that's awesome. Great to hear. Thanks for giving us that quick little explanation, and you're doing an amazing job. Now,
thanks.
Let's start with the basics. Can you tell us what Scope is all about and what role it plays at our medical school?
For sure. So SCOPE, what we like to call it, stands for the Student Committee on Professionalism and Ethics at McGovern. It is a really wonderful committee that is actually kind of novel. I don't think a lot of other schools have committees or groups like this at their institution because it is totally student-led, though we do have faculty that we are lucky enough to work with and to get mentorship from. We get to really decide what we do and what our idea of, you know, professionalism and ethics, those initiatives should look like at McGovern. So we are comprised, essentially how it works is once you're on the committee, we don't necessarily do a lot of things as an entire committee. There's 6 students per class, MS2, MS3, and MS4. So there's normally about 18 students on the committee. And instead of all 18 of us working on the same project, normally we are kind of split into what we call our subcoms or subcommittees. And each subcommittee has a specific initiative that they're working towards. We're normally on multiple subcommittees, kind of doing multiple things at once. But I can, if you like, I can tell you what all the subcommittees are. But the idea behind it is there's a lot of things that we want to be doing at McGovern to really just promote professionalism and to promote ethics amongst our peers and amongst our faculty so that our institution is just performing at the highest level in both of those areas. And so we have, you know, every year we kind of come up with specific things we want to do to try to make that happen. And so some things change on a yearly basis, other things we do every single year and make sure they stay the same because we think they're good ideas or we think they're helping. But really, that's our biggest goal. I would say the one other thing that people might have heard of us or be familiar with us is we do also serve as kind of, I guess, a way of thinking it is as an honor board for the school. So in instances where students do something that is maybe not the most professional or not the most ethical, but it's not something that is so bad as to immediately get them pulled in front of a WASA. Like it's not like cheating on a test is very clearly just you're going to go straight to faculty. You know, you're not going to come to us, but for things that kind of fall in the middle, you might meet with some SCOPE members. And we kind of talk about what happened, how it went wrong, what we can improve in the future. And so I think that's maybe what people have heard of us for, but the really great thing is we actually don't have very many hearings, as we call them. We don't have very many instances where we need to meet with students to talk about poor choices or behavior, because on the whole, McGovern students are really great and luckily aren't getting into that much trouble that I am aware of. So I would say that's the overview of what we do.
That sounds really, really great. Thank you. And really important work that SCOPE is doing. So we're really glad to be involved and really help students and engage with the class however we can. And I'd love to hear about those subcommittees that you were talking about. Also, what kind of activities or initiatives the subcommittees are working on throughout the year?
Yeah, I can kind of go through all the ones we have. So one of them is CLERC, which is the Clinical Learning Environment Committee. We normally have one student who's really specifically involved in this. Right now it is Megan Goyle, and she meets with some of the faculty who are on the Clinical Learning Environment Survey Committee. So as McGovern students, we are probably familiar If you're like a third or fourth year student, you get this survey and they ask you all sorts of questions about the clinical learning environment and what your experience has been. And they really read through all our answers and they try to make the clinical learning environment better. And so we have a scope student who is on that committee who can serve as a voice, but also hear what's going on and just have some student representation, which I think is really great. So the initiative there is just kind of working together with the faculty to continue to improve the clinical learning environment. We also have an educational speaker subcommittee that works to get one, two, three educational speakers a year to come speak at McGovern. So in the past, we've had a speaker come talk. She was not in healthcare, but I believe she had a family member who had overdosed, and she had done a lot of work on that kind of field and came and talked to us about that because, as healthcare professionals, that is like such an important and timely topic. We have a presentations committee that works on the different presentations we do for the MS1s and MS2s. We do some orientation presentations. We talk about professionalism with them. We introduce professional identity formation and things like that. We have a new member selection committee, which is exactly what it sounds like. At the time of year that we are getting new members, we do a whole lot of work just to read through applications and interview and talk and try to find the best fit for our incoming class. We have the EPA committee, which is our professionalism. It's the like Excellence in Ethics and Professionalism Award. So students get nominated by their peers or by faculty for being really excellent. And we just like read through the submissions, and then whoever has kind of the strongest recommendations or has maybe multiple recommendations can win this award. We pick one preclinical and one clinical student. And the idea behind this is just to really celebrate people who are acting in a way that we want to encourage, which is ethical and professional and all the good things. We have a professional identity workshop series where it kind of goes into maybe presentations, but the idea is to host opportunities for McGovern students to kind of grow in their professional identity and reflect on what that means to them. We also have someone who participates in Senate meetings, so just kind of knowing what's going on with the school. We have a research subcommittee that is always doing different things, looking at different kind of topics of research in professionalism and ethics and medical education. So recently we've got a professional identity formation project that Megan Goyle is heading. We also last semester presented Scope as a model at the SGEA conference, kind of talking to other people about what Scope looks like and how it could be implemented at other schools. And then our last big committee is our marketing committee, which just does a whole lot of work on Instagram and email and now Twitter, just kind of telling people what we're up to and trying to really boost our initiatives. But I know that was a whole lot. I don't know if I left anything unanswered.
That was great. Thank you for doing that deep dive into all of the subcommittees and everything that they're working on. It sounds like Scope does provide a lot of valuable opportunities for students and hosting a lot of programming for the class throughout the year. So that's really awesome. How can students get involved with the committee?
Oh, that's a great question. I think people sometimes look at us as like, the members of Scope do their thing and you just don't want to interact with them because that means it's like an honor board hearing, which like I said is like very rare. But our goal is actually to be super involved with our peers and with our classmates. And that's why we host the events we host. We try to be really accessible. Our emails are on the website. One of the things that I think we don't really talk about as much, but one of the technical roles of the members on the committee is that we are there to serve as a sounding board or people to come talk to you. If you have questions, if you feel like you saw something kind of sketchy, you could come talk to us. Or if you saw something like really great and professional, or if you just like want to talk to us about what professionalism really looks like in medicine, we are so happy to do that. We're all nerds. We all like what we're doing, so we love to talk about it. But I think in terms of just general ways to get involved, if you don't want to like reach out one-on-one, which is so totally fair, is just paying attention to kind of what our social medias are saying, what's going on, and coming to the presentations and the workshops. One of the things we're really excited for this semester is we're starting a book of the month. So we've got a list of books that just throughout our time at McGovern, we have been recommended by faculty, by other students, by members of AWASA, that are books that really fall into the realm of ethics and professionalism in medicine. And so we are going to once month, like every month, have a specific book of the month. Hopefully, most or all of the members of Scope will be reading it, and just encouraging other people to read it as well. Obviously, we know everyone's so busy. So the idea behind this is more to offer book recommendations and then some sort of common ground where if you happen to have the time to be doing some reading, maybe some other people are reading the same books. And then it can be a really great starting point for some further discussion on professionalism.
That's great. And I saw that initiative dropped on Instagram. If our listeners are not following us on Instagram, please do so. You can see all of the great things Scope is doing throughout the year and really stay updated and involved that way as well. So thanks for sharing that. I'm really excited about the book of the month. Now kind of shifting gears. I was wondering what brought you to Scope, just so our listeners can kind of get a sense of like our reason or our why as to joining Scope, and then what have you learned since being on the committee?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think it goes back to what I said previously, which is I'm just a nerd. In my undergrad, I was a liberal arts major, and obviously I did all the science stuff too because I wanted to come to med school. But I was really fortunate to take a lot of humanities classes, and I got to take some medical ethics classes, and I just really loved thinking about that side of medicine. I love the science too, and I love learning medicine and physiology, but I also think that so much of medicine is the kind of human to human interactions we have. And so I also think a lot of that, or not, I think that really is so much of what ethics and professionalism in medicine is about. I think it's about respecting like our fellow humans and respecting, you know, whether that's as patients, whether that's as peers, whether that's as, you know, like coworkers or superiors, but just realizing that we're all people, and because of that, we should be treating each other a certain way. Like for me, that's what really defines professionalism, is that we're treating people with dignity and respect and compassion. And so when I heard about Scope as like a little MS1 on my, you know, first day of orientation or whatever it was, I was like, oh, that's cool that this is what they do. I like that. And then when the time came around as an MS2 where we got to apply, I was like, this, like, I want to be on this so very badly. And luckily I got in when I applied, and it's been a real joy to be on this committee ever since. It's definitely been one of the highlights of my time at McGovern. It's been one of my biggest involvements, and I've just really loved the things that I've gotten to be a part of because of the committee.
That's so great. I'm really happy to hear the impact that Scope has had on you, because you've done also a lot of work in Scope, and it's nice to know that while we're on the committee, we're also like developing our own professional identity, and that's something I have also really learned on this committee, and it's been really great also being part of all the subcommittees on presentations, professional identity formation, and new member selection. It's such a joy because we get to serve on this committee, but the committee also gives us so much back, which is an amazing opportunity. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts or advice for students who might be interested in joining Scope?
My general advice or like final thoughts is you don't have to be in Scope. You don't have to even want to be in Scope to be really contributing to a culture of strong professionalism and ethics. You can have really no interest in what we're doing and still be living a professional and ethical lifestyle. And I think that is what is important to me, is even if this doesn't seem like the thing you want to nerd out about, and this isn't the thing you want to spend all of your extra time doing, just really making sure that our peers at McGovern recognize the importance of treating people well and acting in just kind of the most upright, ethical manner, because we have such a big responsibility, especially as we get to the clinical setting. And as we become more and more responsible for different things, even as like third year med students, we have a lot of responsibility. And so I think one of my big goals is, even if Scope isn't for you, which I mean, I hope it is, but even if it's not, that you will just kind of take to heart some of the things we talk about and realize that they're important and find your own ways to implement them into your life.
Wow, thank you. That was really, really great. And I think it's really important to know that even if we're not in scope, like we should be upholding these standards, the highest standards of professionalism and ethics and everything. And that's part of our purpose in medicine is to always be at that level. So I'm really glad that you touched on that, and I'm really excited for all of the potential members that are wanting to join Scope. I'm really excited to meet everybody. But thank you so much, Madison, for joining us today and giving us insight into Scope. For those listening, if you're interested in getting involved, be sure to reach out and take part in this important work. Anyways, that's it for today's episode of
Scope It Out.
Stay tuned for more, where we explore the many facets of medical school life as it relates to professionalism and ethics. Until next time, everybody, thanks.